And welcome back to JR Morning on this 2-0 Pistons Friday.
Victory Friday.
Yay! Victory
Friday. We are joined now by Dean Bukanovich. He is the director of marketing for the Rocket Classic. Came over from the Rocket marketing team, has an incredible background in history and in sports marketing, Eastern Michigan graduate. The Rocket Classic is coming to the Detroit Golf Club, the 8th edition. It'll be July 30th through August 2nd. Dean, first of all, good morning, and thank you for joining us on JR Morning.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning. Appreciate you having me on.
Good morning. I just want to jump right into it. There's been some announcements about six of the top players coming in. We've seen a lot of change in social media. And Lloyd, for the first time, Rock Entertainment Group has taken on the sales, marketing, and operations for the event. And Dean, along with Carter McCullen and Chris Presson, Sean Coyle, it's a group of guys that have great expertise but now have been banded together as a team to make this the best Rocket Classic ever, right, Dean?
Yeah, that's exactly the case, Mark. We got a small and nimble team, and we've kind of had to assemble fast. We came together at the end of 2025 and really put a group together where a few of us have never had to run a PGA Tour event before. So we've been leaning on each other. There's been a lot of teamwork. Obviously, we're extremely excited about the player announcements that we had just released the other week, three top 10 players. We got a lot of exciting fan-friendly enhancements that we've introduced to the market and the city of Detroit for this year. And, you know, we're hoping this is going to be the best event yet, and we're confident that we're going to be able to do that.
Dean, for fans who may not realize just how much work happens behind the scenes, what does preparation for this tournament look like right now?
Yeah, it's hot and heavy. You know, I think we're 83 days out. And, you know, a lot of people think that when you're marketing for a PGA Tour event or you're getting ready to sell tickets and obviously create a exciting fan experience, that just happens, you know, a couple months leading into it. But in reality, this is a year-long event. We're working with all of our local partners, all of our charitable partners in the market, and then a lot of people on the Rocket side as well to bring together our creative, how we're coming out into market and promoting the event and giving event awareness and making sure that the community is excited about the product, the players, and the experience that they're going to see come the end of July. So there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. We collaborate with dozens of teams, dozens of internal and external partners to make sure that everything that the fans see in the media and out in the market is clean, exciting, and very fan forward for the tournament in the summer. So there's a lot of hands that play into this, and we all work together to make sure that the event comes together in a beautiful way. But we're busy right now, and we're excited to keep the momentum moving forward.
As the event just announced, three top 10 players, Ryder Cup captain, two former Rocket Classic champions are just the start of the field of 144 that will take. Joe Hooks, a local kid, has been given an exemption. He's going to be a great addition. There are more exemptions that will be becoming. William Jennings, who won the Folds of Honor. For fans that have been at the first seven, it's been a variety of different experiences. As you've taken the reins and really taken on this strong marketing role, the things that have come forward for fans, what can they expect maybe that's going to be a little bit different than what they've experienced in the past?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of a change with the fan experience on site. We're working really closely with our title sponsor, Rocket, to improve the fan experience and give people on site a little bit more reason to come and enjoy the experience, not just for the players, but what they can do in and around the golf course. So there's going to be some experiential things that we're excited about that hopefully we're going to be announcing here in the coming weeks. We think fans are going to be a little bit more comfortable on site this year as well. As you guys know, the event moved back a month, so we're expecting a little bit stronger heat and weather that obviously we're going to want to plan for, and we're hoping to provide a little bit more fan comfort this year. So helping everybody stay cool, we're going to give people some options to obviously stay hydrated and some fun giveaway items that we're going to be planning to announce here as well soon. So ultimately, you know, we want fans to come and enjoy the players. And, of course, we know that from a competition standpoint, this event's going to stack up with some of the best that we've had. But also, we want fans to have fun. Bring your family out. Bring your wives, your children out, and enjoy the entire experience whether you're in a hospitality tent or walking the grounds of the DGC. We think that, you know, everyone's going to have a great, great time this year.
And, you know, Dan, you know, the sports and entertainment landscape, you know, it keeps changing so rapidly. How do you market a PGA Tour event to younger audiences and people who may not traditionally follow golf?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you know, we've actually taken more of a social digital first approach this year in our marketing. You know, I think everyone's starting to consume media and content, as we know, more and more on their phones and less from a traditional standpoint. So we're trying to be more active on social. Obviously, you know, everybody's aware of the craze that's happening with YouTube golf right now and how these golf creators are out there and promoting their own brands. And players have their own brands as well, and we're trying to tap into a lot of the guys that we sign and get committed to the Rocket Classic. How can we leverage their IP, leverage their brand to storytell on the social front or in the digital space where we know most of our audience is now consuming that content? So that's kind of been a big push for us, and that's something that I've been actively working towards building a strategy out and hopefully continuing to do more of in the future.
Coach Izzo, who's coming on later, had a great marketing phrase. You know, I was the marketing guy before.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Mark, all this work you do, winning is the best marketing tool, which he's right. And there's some truth to this, too. We have great players coming in. But, Dean, you've really taken a look at the experience of the fan from today until the tournament's over. So you approach strategies on ticket pricing, on parking, on, as you mentioned, some comfort areas on the course. You really have taken a focus, I think, for the first time, where you're looking at the patron coming to the Rocket Classic from the time they leave their door at their home or apartment till the time they get back.
Yeah, and we felt like that was the name of the game this year. We wanted to listen to the feedback. We wanted to hear the community. And obviously, you know, we've taken a lot of that into account, and we've tried to make improvements to make this an event that everyone, not only from Detroit, but from the metro areas and the greater state of Michigan, want to travel into the city and see this great city. And, of course, the Detroit Golf Club. And whether it's their first time or their eighth time, it's something that they can enjoy. So we're happy to have done that, and we're excited for it.
Dean, I can't thank you enough. Go Rocket Classic. Go Pistons. Go everybody on this Friday. And I got to tell you, one quick story before we go.
Yeah.
Dean's uncle is the guy. When I was a marketing director at Michigan State, his uncle is the guy that helped guide the strategic plan for the success of Michigan State athletics. Len
wow.
Buck.
Wow. Wow. Small world. Eric Vincent, Detroit Pistons reporter, is going to join us next to talk about those great Pistons, that big win last night at LCA, next on JR Morning.